Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd. We have begun the discussion in regards to barakah, blessings in business, that how a person learns to tap into the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and draw the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the life of a believer runs upon the barakah and blessings from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, not just on figures, add an extra figure to his earnings and then he will enjoy life. But there's no barakah in it. There's no barakah, there's no blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it may seem outwardly that my monthly income has increased, but together with that, everything else will increase. Calamities, tests, sicknesses, challenges, all these also will increase because there's no barakah in it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant barakah, then there'll be barakah in his iman, in his a'mal, in his taqwa, in his family, in his sustenance, in his home, in his business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him in his health. He'll enjoy what he's doing for the day. He'll enjoy his ibadat. This is barakat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us divine prescriptions how to bring this barakat into our lives. And to understand these divine prescriptions from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you understand when a person is ill, he goes to the doctor. Doctor will give him a prescription. And we know when the prescription is given to him, where he keeps the prescription. The prescription is kept in his top pocket. I have to go to the pharmacist. And I need the medication today. Because this prescription has been given by an expert doctor. I've got yaqeen, conviction, it will work. This is a family doctor for decades, generations. Grandparents went to him. Parents went to him, I'm going to him, taking children to him. So when he writes a prescription, we say, yiqimti maal hai, something very valuable. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala give us yaqeen upon the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even the kuffar believed him, as-sadiqul mustuq. They would call him the most truthful one and the most trustworthy one. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the divine prescription from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, from whom barakat comes from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dispense, Allah ta'ala will dispatch to take the prescription to heart. When I go to the business today and home today, I remember these prescriptions of barakat. Just to make the intention already that I will make amal upon it. I will take note of it. I will find out what are the points. Whether I print it, whether I write it down, put it in my top pocket, or make a frame of it, put it on my desk, and I will remember these are the amal for me to do to bring barakat into my life. So there's barakat in my iman, so much of barakat in iman, amal and taqwa, not that it will last me just my qabr, but till I put my foot into jannat. This amount of barakat I want. So to do some amal to show to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah, I want that barakat. And how to preserve that barakat? As we mentioned, a person will hire someone, contract him, business advisor, business manager, he's got a degree in business management, he's well experienced, for so many years. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't even say how many years of experience. Given nubuwwat even before the creation of the universe. Allah Ta'ala already made him the Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Yasin wa Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamina al-mursaleen. Yasin revealed thousands of years before the creation of the universe. Allah Pak already revealed in there, in laka lamin al mursaleen. O Nabi of Allah, you all already amongst those that have been sent as messengers. You already a mursal, a messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Prescription given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us that yaqeen and conviction upon the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the first sabab and cause for barakat in a person's sustenance mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fulfilling the rights of goods that we buy, we take goods to fulfill the rights of it, not just to that a person earns a livelihood and he eats and enjoys his life. Then contentment, that a person takes dunya with purity of the soul, not with expectation and greed. And the third point we are doing is treating family members well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who desires abundance in sustenance and that he should be remembered after death should treat his relatives well. So numerous ahadith we had mentioned also that a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have relatives, they ill treat me, they treat me like a jahil, arrogantly, ignorantly they treat me. So how should I treat them? So different riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains to the ummah that what it is to keep family ties. To keep family ties means not that the one that keeps ties with me, I keep ties with him. They said maintaining family ties. We maintain the vehicle. Vehicle breaks down, something breaks down in the house, we use the word, now we have to do maintenance because it broke down. So family ties also, the one that breaks it, now to maintain it. Now to reconnect that family tie, the promise of barakat is for that maintenance of that family tie that they don't want to keep. Even if you keep with them also. Many of our mashayikh, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the author of Fazail Amal, he would once a year go to his gram and his village. And not everyone was happy for him. There were those in the family that always will question you in regards to why you're doing certain actions. And as the Shaykh had become world renowned through his writings, his teachings, Fazail Amal, virtues of good actions, Fazail Sadaqat, Fazail Hajj, Fazail Durood, the 40 Durood that we recite also. All these are his compilations. So not everyone in the family was happy for him. We'll have those that have jealousy also. But he would make it a point once a year to go and meet all his family members, and he would take for them gifts, what you call hadia, cash gifts. So he would go to certain uncle, certain relative, and he would sit with them, he would speak with them. And there were those that when he would tap the door, they would open the door, what you came for? Came to visit you. So they would invite him inside. It wasn't a welcome, wasn't a warm welcome. They would invite him inside to have a go at him. And they would tell him, sit down. Who you think you are? You got a very big alim, big sheikh you are. They would tell him hurtful things. And he would sit there, he would listen to everything. And after listening to everything, then he would take out the hadiah, the gift, and he would give that uncle or that relative of his. Then the boy would say, Jazakallah khair, how kind of you. But he would listen to everything. Because myself, I would say, after all these words, I better keep the money in my pocket and don't come back next year. But this is how he would maintain family ties. Although listening to all these hurtful things, which were untrue also, but then too, he would still take out the hadiah and give the person. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, and this is the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that what you do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min jinsil amal, on the same action that you did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay you. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the one who desires abundance in sustenance, so he should treat his relatives well. So treating them well, keeping contact with them, spending on them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his contact with you and Allah will spend on you. In jinsil amal, the action that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay you with the same thing. You maintain the family tie, you treated them well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his side will treat you well. You spend on them, Allah will spend on you. And that he should be remembered after death, meaning that after his demise, people should speak good about him, so he also should maintain family ties. So you go to the people, speak good about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, speak good about them. After your demise, they will remember you with favorable words also. So here ulama say that the family member that breaks ties, how to keep the tie with him? That I want barakah in my life, in my sustenance, barakat in my iman, in my amal, in my home. So today I should be sitting and thinking, Ya Allah, who is there? This is the prescription that I got from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How to make amal today? Now we should not, many a time we hear the ahadith, we think, now there's so many people. I don't know, maybe I'll start Shab-e Barat, 15 Sha'ban, or I start Ramadan, or maybe Eid day I'll start. So in the same way, When it comes to dunya, we don't think like that. That I'll think of doing it now, when Ramadan will finish. We start today. Send me the contact number today, I'll phone him today. And you also send him a message that I want to call him, that I need some goods right now. So today we started already. If not before Fajr, we'll send a message already. So to take to heart that who is there in my family right now, that for very long we haven't kept that contact. And there's some ill feelings possibly. Let me start today. And just on that one amal, Allah can open millions of doors. Just one amal. And the more difficult, the more barakat. So here ulama explained that person who has a certain type of unsavory relationship right now, that person broke the contact, or there were some words that were exchanged, or between the women folk, etc. What to do? So they give four amal. We'll just do the first two today. We'll just mention the four and we'll discuss it tomorrow. They say the four amal we do, make salam first. Make salam first. Secondly, they say that exchange gifts. Thirdly, speak good of that person in his or her absence. And fourthly, make dua for that person by name. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open many avenues. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. SubhanAllah.